Coffee Mambo Jumbo is still at Caffeine, helping Sean and Jake. We are helping him to get this place spick and span again. Well, not really. But Jake was also here, and he did that training evening with me. Jake, you're very new to the AeroPress. I think you got it for your birthday, you said?
Yeah, just before Christmas. Yeah, got the birthday. I've been drinking a lot of coffee. I've frequented Caffeine a lot for many years now. But I've just moved out of the area, so my trips to Caffeine are fewer and further apart. So my girlfriend decided that I might be able to use an AeroPress to almost maybe slightly recapture some of the good quality coffee that Caffeine produces.
Uh-huh. When was your birthday?
First week of December.
First week of December, and yeah. You actually haven't opened the package at all. So this was the first time you saw an AeroPress in the flesh.
Yeah, yeah. I've looked at it. I saw all the tools and the stuff. I've watched some of the videos on the internet, which the guys here suggested. Looked very complex, and then I thought, I could try and give it a crack, or I could get the champion himself to give me a lesson.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what do you think you got out of that that evening with Sean there?
The videos on the internet and stuff are all really good, but obviously there's so many people out there with so many different methods and some really complicated and some not. So I think the way that Sean explained it all just made it so much clearer with the clear methodology. And not just, a methodology, but also, the reason behind it. How one thing affects the other, and how, those little things that he spent ages tweaking and stuff have real dividends in the flavour of your coffee. I mean, when we went head-to-head, the smallest differences between how we did it and then such vast differences in the quality of coffee that we managed to produce.
That was actually quite interesting, was it? Because we both really also felt the difference in the taste. So what are the parameters that impressed you most and that you can remember?
Just like such level of scientific detail on how to get there, but also the fact that if you go home and you play with it and you change those little details, you also have as much chance of making your perfect coffee as well. It gave me lots of ideas and lots of enthusiasm to go home and give it a crack and play with those little things and see if I can get a better recipe than Sean's.
Aha, the pressure's on, Sean. So all in all, would you say a great evening?
Definitely a great evening. Always a great time in Caffeine anyway, so yeah.
And great. Sean, you've got to move closer again.
Yeah, I do. I need to move within walking distance.
Great. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you, Jake. And thank you for spending some time with Coffee Mambo Jumbo as well.
No problem. Thank you very much.